Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. 1 year ago, the historic Odessa Foundation embarked on a $3 million endowment campaign to help assure the historic houses of Odessa not only remain open and preserved, but can grow. The campaign, entitled Independence in Perpetuity, has made great progress toward reaching its goal. Today, it's currently more than 75% of the way there. But the foundation is trying to make a final push to complete the campaign and fulfill the late H. Rodney Sharp's vision for the historic houses. Sharp, a prominent Delaware preservationist, owned the houses before giving them to Winterthur Museum in 1958. In this week's Enlighten Me, Delaware Public Media's Kelly Steele speaks with Sharp's granddaughter, Donnan Sharp, and the Historic Odessa Foundation's executive director, Debbie Buxton, about the campaign, why it's needed, and the Sharp family's role.
Debbie, I'm going to start with you. Tell me about this huge campaign.
We are so excited to launch this campaign. Historic Odessa is such an important site to the state of Delaware. It's one of the earliest, most intact colonial sites in the state. And it was nearly lost to the people of Delaware 14 years ago when it was closed. And we were very fortunate that our board chair, H. Donnan Sharp, was willing to step up and really save it for the community and for the people of Delaware.
Yeah, the campaign is entitled Independence in Perpetuity. Take us back a little bit, if you could, Debbie, about the Historic Odessa Foundation and what has been going on with the historic houses of Odessa over the years.
Well, the historic houses of Odessa were owned by Winterthur Museum from 1958 until the year 2005. They were originally given to Winterthur by H. Rodney Sharp, Donnan's grandfather, in 1958. They were operated and open to the public until 2003, at which time Winterthur closed them to the public, and the board had made a decision to close Odessa. Those were difficult financial times for historic sites and museums all across the country. And in truth, it was not a bad decision for Odessa. We were fortunate because at that time, Donnan served on the Odessa committee at Winterthur, and she stood up and said, you know, give it back and we will establish a foundation for its support and stewardship, which is exactly what she did. And here we are 14 years later. We're a full-scale historic site. We're open to the public 6 days a week. We have a restaurant that helps to support our initiatives here. We started that restaurant in 2010, and it's been Cantwell's Tavern. It's been wonderful. Proceeds from the tavern help to support the operating budget. We've done a lot to Odessa. Our attendance has grown significantly. 100,000 people pass through Odessa every year, which is very exciting for us. That's a huge jump from you know our earlier years. That's greatly due to the restaurant. We offer a full menu of educational programming. We have a fabulous school tour program. We serve about 4,500 Delaware school children every year. It's just Odessa's magic. And we're so lucky to have it, and in large part due to the Sharps. But the time has come for us to increase its endowment in order to protect it in the long term. So that's where we are today. We're launching this campaign for endowment. We've been really lucky so far. We've been in sort of a quiet campaign for about a year. And, we're at about 75% of our goals, so that's pretty exciting for us. But the last haul in this is the hardest part.
Yeah, it always is.
Yes.
All right, I want to talk to Donnan Sharp a little bit. Again, Donnan is the Historic Odessa Foundation's board chair. She's also the granddaughter of H. Rodney Sharp. She's a former Olympic equestrian who has been a longtime advocate of Historic Odessa and her grandfather's legacy. Thank you for joining in this conversation today, Donnan.
Well, thank you for helping us out.
Hey, talk to me about your background. You have a very storied background, so I'm very interested. Talk about your background.
Well, I was not a scholar at school by any means. So, and I loved the horse world thanks to my grandmother, I think, who was H. Rodney Sharp's wife. She was the horsey genes in the family, and I just wouldn't give up until I made the Olympic team. That's a short story.
The overall focus, Donnan, of the endowment campaign is to fulfill the vision of founder and prominent Delaware preservationist H. Rodney Sharp, your grandfather. Talk about your grandfather a little bit.
Because I was off in the horse world, not paying any attention to the arts and culture that I should have been watching, I admit I didn't learn from him all that I should. But I loved him dearly, and I knew he was always going down the right path. So I had the antique world in my family to appreciate, and kind of grew up with the atmosphere that is now here in Odessa. So when I heard Winter Tour was going to abandon us, there was no choice.
Yeah, you couldn't let that happen, could you?
I couldn't. I had no clue what I was talking about when I said we have to save it. But thanks to Debbie stepping in and said she'd help me, we took off.
Okay, again, Historic Odessa is one of the largest historic sites under independent management in Delaware. And really, until the establishment of the foundation in 2005, the historic houses of Odessa were owned by Winterthur Museum, which had been given the properties by H. Rodney Sharp and his descendants starting in 1958 with the Corbett Sharp House. We've been talking to his granddaughter, Donnan Sharp. I want to get Debbie back on the line, Debbie Buxton. She, again, is the executive director of the Historic Odessa Foundation. Debbie, what will the endowment enable the HOF to do?
Well, the endowment will allow us to grow, for one thing. We're bursting at the seams, actually. This MOT area where we are located is one of the most rapidly growing areas in the state of Delaware. So we have new audiences to serve, young families, senior audiences, just a little bit of everything. And the growth here is phenomenal. And we want to be able to continue to serve this community and expand as it grows. And endowment will help us to do that. We have beautiful properties here, 72 acres, located right here in the historic center of Odessa. One of the things that we're looking forward to doing is creating a walking trail where, through the beautiful woods and along the Appaquinimic River.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, we're very excited about that. And we want to make it an interpretive walking trail. So we'll be interpreting part of what was the original economic engine of this town, what made this town what it is and why it was here. So Odessa was a port in the 18th century, and they shipped 400,000 bushels of wheat out of Odessa. And this was coming not just from this area, but also coming from Maryland. So this was the main connection between the Chesapeake Bay and the Delaware River. And much of what was the waterfront here is gone. But we've done a lot of archaeology. We know where things are. And, we want to do some excavations that can be opened up, William Corbett's original tannery, that sort of thing, where people can actually see some of the ruins of what was down along the waterfront. Odessa has an early history in the state. We were first settled by the Dutch and quickly thereafter by the English, but first and foremost by the Lenni Lenape Indians, who used this as a trade route between the Delaware River and the Chesapeake Bay. So we have lots of stories to tell, the stories of the watermen that made their living in these waters, crabbing and fishing and trapping muskrat. You know, it's just, it's a rich history for the state, and we're looking forward to telling that story.
Absolutely. And if people want more information on the Historic Odessa Independence and Perpetuity Campaign, how can they get it?
They can get it by going to our website, historicodessa.org, and they can just click on the campaign. It'll give them all the information on how to help us. And we're hoping that people will think kindly of us and appreciate the work we want to do and you know, remember us with a little gift.
Thanks to the Historic Odessa Foundation's Executive Director, Debbie Buxton, Don and Sharp, and our Kelly Steele for enlightening us this week. And that's a wrap on this week's edition of The Green. The stories and interviews you've heard are online right now at DelawarePublic.org. Just head over to The Green's page on our website. And remember, you can also check out The Green via podcast at our website, on iTunes, and on the NPR One app. Thanks to all those who helped make today's show possible, contributors John Hurdle and Larry Nagengast, and Delaware Public Media's Sophia Schmidt and Kelly Steele. For all of them and the rest of the staff here at Delaware Public Media, I'm Tom Byrne saying thanks for joining us this week, and we'll see you again next week on The Green, where Delaware explores its common ground.